This is On Target with Penny Wolfgang, a program that takes an inside look at what is happening in Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Penny Wolfgang.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to On Target with your host, Penny Wolfgang. We're here every week, and we talk to you about subjects that we think are interesting and important and topical and, listen to this one, educational for all of us who live here in the Western New York community. You know, I always have like an ulterior motive when I mention one of the subjects that we talk about. And today, I see how I emphasized, how clever it is I emphasized education, because we are going to be talking to a man who has been so innovative and instrumental in helping our educational system here all over Western New York, because he is the executive director of a group known as the Teacher's Desk. And the motto of the Teacher's Desk is delivering hope to students in need. And I found out about this group through my daughter, Robin, who is a longtime friend of Tracy Dina, whose title is something with the teachers group or is involved with them.
She is. She writes all their grants. She's
a grant writer. There you go. And Tracy was told Robin, and Robin got really, really interested in this, and she said, this would be a really good subject to let your listeners in on the work that they do and how instrumental they have been in the last as many years as they've been in practice or involved as volunteers with helping education, and particularly with this emphasis on helping teachers. So I was fortunate enough to be involved with a grant for Kelly for Kids for this worthwhile group. And John Mika, who is our guest here today, the executive director, got a chance at this at the grants award ceremony to explain to the other people who are recipients what the Teacher's Desk does, what their mission is, how they perform, how they function. And I was so fascinated. It was so interesting. Everybody in the audience that was not aware of this group was absolutely astounded at the work that they're doing, and that they really weren't as well known. I guess maybe in educational circles they are, but not in the wide widespread community. So we want to make sure that everybody knows about, you know, what they do, the services they provide. And so in the studio with us today is John Mika, who is the executive director. Welcome, John.
Thank you, Penny.
It's an honor
to be here.
So it's thank you so much. Now, I am delighted because, like I said, when I found out about this, I was glad to have an opportunity to let our listeners know, too. So what is, first of all, how long have they been organization
and business.
I didn't know if I could say in business.
Oh, yeah.
How did it come about?
I actually was a full-time auto worker, worked at General Motors for 30 years, retired from there, got my degree in education. And my plan was to, I got my degree, so I thought I'd teach full-time. That was the hope and the vision. Fred Caserta, the founder of a Christian ministry called Kingdom Bound, had another idea. They do a huge music festival at Darien Lake every year. They've been around 30-some years. And he asked me to come work for them for a while. So I chose to do that for a little bit and I went to Kingdom Bound, had a great time with them. It was, I got involved, found out I had a gift for getting stuff. For Kingdom Bound, it was getting sponsors and getting product. And we had a program called Send a Friend, bringing underprivileged and special needs kids to the festival every year. So I got sponsors for that and found out that, you know, you're working in the auto industry, you don't realize the type of gifts that you have sometimes. So when I found out I had those gifts, I worked that over to Kingdom Bound. Freddie passed away. They were going to get me more involved with Kingdom Bound as director, and that would have been a disaster. Donna Russo is the director now, and she's perfect for the role. So I wound up leaving Kingdom Bound, started teaching. And I started teaching at St. Greg's, a lot of Catholic schools in Williamsville, where my wife and I live. And then I went over and taught at a bunch of city schools, waterfront, all over, high school, grammar school, everything. Every school I went to, I saw the incredible difference between what the suburban schools have and the city schools didn't have. And it breaks your heart to see it, to see these kids. You know, you think about crime. I mean, you saw so much in your years serving the community as a judge. You know, you wonder why people grow up to do what they do sometimes. But when you're a 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old, and you don't have, and it's just one part of it. If you don't have school supplies, how can you make it an education? How can you learn? How can you improve? If you don't have a pencil, you don't have a chance. That's one of our mottos. I was helping 26, 27 kids a day as a sub in the city schools, giving them stuff. And I thought, gosh, you know, it'd be wonderful if I could impact more children. Long story short, we wound up, I went back to Kingdom Mountain with the idea of opening a teacher-free store. This was in May of 2011, to go back to your original question, May of 2011. So we've been there a little over 8 years now. I asked Donna over at Kingdom Mountain if they'd take me back on staff with this idea of opening a teacher-free store for a not-for-profit 501c3, which they are, and it worked out great for us to, you know, come alongside them. We did that, and that night when I left Donna, I went home and went to bed and had a dream. True story. I would not make this up. Dreamt about a building on Main Street, right at Main and Northampton, directly across from Delta Sonic. I saw it clearly in the dream. And I knew the owner was a Christian as well, like myself, but I had no idea that he might be willing to help us. So I sent him a three-line email and said, I've had this dream about your building. I want to open a teacher-free store, and I'd love to talk to you about it. So we met 3 days after that. It's the Hein Publishing Company. All law books on the planet are all under their domain. It's Hein Online now. So I met with Mr. Hein and asked him if they'd be willing to... the building was perfect. Everything I dreamt about, 5,000 square feet to begin with. Now we have about 50,000 square feet, but the beginning was very, very humble, very, very perfect for just a few city schools that we started with. I asked Mr. Hein if he'd mind giving us the building rent free, because I really wanted to chase pencils and not rent money. And he said that can be accomplished or accommodated, I think. He said, I think we can do that. And I asked him if he'd be willing to throw in utilities as well. So his company wonderfully, and his family, and now the Hein, William and Diane Hein Foundation, they cover all the costs for the building and the utilities for us. So it really has allowed us to grow so, so quickly to cover so many schools.
So exactly how does it work? I mean, you know, how do you get the supplies? What do you get? And how do the teachers find out and get it from you?
A couple of questions here. Couple of questions. One is who's eligible to shop? And that would be any school having 70% or more of the students that are eligible for free reduced lunch. You won't see schools.
That's the criteria.
Federal school lunch program, free or reduced. If you're 70%, we invite you to come and shop with us. Today, we have 250 schools that shop with us. There's 40-some schools in the city of Buffalo, so that's only a public school. So that's only a small portion of the teachers that shop with us. We go all the way from Rochester to Ripley, New York, up to Niagara Falls, Lockport, down to Jamestown, Salamanca, Dunkirk, Fredonia, all those areas and everywhere in between that has 70% or more of the kids eligible. They make appointments online to shop. We get the teachers in our database. And if there's some of your listeners are teachers or friends of teachers who think they might qualify, just send us a quick note to shopping@theteachersdesk.org, and we'll get you in there. We'll hook you up, and we're always looking for more schools. We can accommodate about 6,000 teachers a year.
So then I need to know what kind of supplies they do get.
Yep, it's a 5,000 square foot store. The store itself, where the teachers shop, they make the appointment. Their appointed time, they come in 200 teachers a week. Every teacher gets $1,000 in free school supplies, so that's $200,000 a week that leaves the teacher's desk. Just to give your listeners an idea, in aisle two, that's where we give away all our pencils and pens and markers and all that kind of stuff in aisle two in the store. We have so many pens right now in stock that every teacher gets 100. So that's 20,000 pens a week that leave the teacher's desk. So that's just one item of hundreds and hundreds of items they get, from books to core supplies to fun stuff to hygiene items. Everything in between.
I don't understand, and probably listeners don't, why, since we ever pay school taxes and because we have a Board of Education, why don't they have the supplies that they need?
Great question. We wondered the same thing. I had several folks ask me that, and in an offensive way. They didn't want to support. And you know, people that support us, it's wonderful to have the support. But we all have to do something with our lives. We all need purpose when we get up in the morning. For me, it is the teacher's desk. That's my call as a Christian. That's what God has called me to do. I have some people that get really angry with the idea of the City of Buffalo kids. It's $23,000 per student annually. That's an enormous amount of money. I don't know why they don't get the supplies they need. But I guarantee you, they don't get the supplies they need. But here's the deal. You know, if I'm going to start focusing on what doesn't happen, then I'm going to retire on a beach in Florida. I'll be mm-hmm. done. I'm going to be in West Palm Beach like my parents were, and they did yeah. well with that. They did other things down there. But for me, it's I don't know the answer to that. If each child is they're spending $23,000 a year per child, and those children aren't getting the supplies they need, I don't know why. But I know that they're needed, and I know that if we don't do it, they don't get them.
And you mentioned that it's far and geographically widespread. It's not just the city of Buffalo where the need is. And you mentioned you go all the way to Rochester.
Mm-hmm. Rochester,
so
Mount
that
Morris.
Would be true in other districts as well.
Oh yeah, yeah, we're everywhere. Anybody that has 70% of the some of Tonawanda's schools, the town, some of the schools in Depew, Lancaster, Cheektowaga, some school systems you wouldn't think we don't. If there's a whole school system that's eligible, like Buffalo, all of Buffalo is invited. Charter schools as well. Anybody that's at 70% or more. We don't have a lot of Catholic schools, Christian schools that shop with us because of the tuition, and they tend to edge towards having the finances to not do the 70%. But the need there in every one of those schools that I've seen is not so much the students, although every school has students in need. It's the teachers. The teachers earn so little that it breaks your heart to see a teacher still going to spend $700 of their own pocket every year and only earning $22,000 a year.
I was going to ask you that to go back when you said you saw the need and found a place to put this and everything. It's a store. Did it come about through teachers telling you or you seeing what you just said, that teachers had to spend, not had to, but spent their own money for supplies for students so that they could, you know, keep up with their peers?
Yeah, the way it started for me was as a substitute teacher. When I would teach in the Buffalo schools, I would see that there was nothing there. There was no closets. You know, the closets were bare. And then I start asking, you start hearing stories, and over and over and over again. The thing I love about that, one of the zillion things I love about the teacher's desk is we have about 260 weekly volunteers now. And I would say about 100 of those volunteers are retired teachers. They get it. They understand the impact that the teacher's desk has. We have a sign outside that says, "Welcome to a miracle." And it is. It is in every sense of the word a miracle to be able to give away $1,000 to every teacher that comes through the door. And these teachers that are retired, they love giving back in this way because it's some of them recipients of what we did before they retired because we've been there 8 years now. But many of them have retired years ago, and now they volunteer every Tuesday, Wednesday, Saturdays, during the day sometimes. So it works out really well.
If you just tuned in, you are listening to On Target with your host, Penny Wolfgang, and we're talking about an organization known as the Teacher's Desk, whose mission is delivering hope to students in need. And in the director in the studio with us, and the brains behind and the idea behind, I guess, the idea man, as well as the executive director, is John Mika, who's in the studio with us today. You did say where it was located, but and how you got there, but it's maybe we should give the address while everyone's listening, and how they can reach you.
Sure. It's the Teacher's Desk. We're located at 22 North Hampton, right at the corner of Main Street. Big parking lot right there. Wonderful folks at Ellicott Development allow us to use that big parking lot. Directly across from Delta Sonic, where our phone number is 716-348-3412. And you can contact us at info@theteachersdesk.org.
Now, I'm looking at a show and tell here in the studio with Jim and I are enjoying. I feel like I'm back in school, right, Jim? Looking at all of the supplies. But let's give an example of some of the supplies that teachers yeah, need and that sure. students need.
Yep. One of the things I brought was, and this is everything you see on these shelves and the shelf over here is in the store as well. But there's some additional items here. The one pencil box over there is filled with three packs of glue sticks. You got pencils, you got markers, you got erasers, you got a ruler, you got color pencils, you got crayons, all in that one pack. And this company called Youoobi, Y-O-O-B-I. It's two teenage guys, or I'm sorry, two 30-something-year-old guys out of California started the company. And they started on the premise that every time they sold a product, they would give a product. And they give, my guess is 200,000 of these boxes a year away alone to the Kids in Need Foundation, which we're a member of. And that's one of our biggest donors. And the two guys from Youoobi that started this are just a huge, huge blessing. They've been really fortunate. They're in every Target store in America. So if anybody's shopping at Target, look at the Youoobi display at the stationery area and support them. That'd be great. The everything on that table that you see over here, it's everything that should go in a backpack if a student was going to get $130 in supplies, and that's because that's in a backpack filled with product. Poncho packs is one of the things that we did at the teacher's desk. And would you like to talk about that a little bit?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay. I got a call when Ezra passed away last year, a huge Bills fan, super fan of the Buffalo Bills. I had no idea. I haven't been a big Bills fan since we wore Zumbas back when Kelly was doing his thing.
We're not going to throw you out of the studio, but...
No, I like the Bills. Always liked them, but not passionate.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Not passionate. I have become a very passionate Bills fan. Very passionate since Poncho passed. I had no idea that the Bills Mafia and Del Reed and all the folks from that were friends with Ezra when he passed, he said that he didn't want, and he had cancer. He was 39 years old, for your listeners that don't know. He did the draft pick and on ESPN, I think it was in 2017, maybe 2018. No, I think it was 2017. First pick. Anyways, wonderful guy. He said he didn't want flowers at his funeral. At his wake, he said he wanted school supplies to be given to kids in need. So that led to a call from Dell to me, who heard we did school supplies. He had a friend who was a teacher that shopped with us. And he said, can you do backpacks for kids in need? And I said, yeah, well, absolutely. It's what we do. We do a program called A Good Start. And that gives kids, refugee children for the most part, 2,000 backpacks a year in the Buffalo schools we give away with support from Five Star and some of our other donors. To help kids get a good start instead of starting school with a language barrier, which is difficult enough in school, they would start it with a plastic bag with their clothes in it and nothing else. Nothing else. We got calls so many times from the Buffalo, the program where all the kids come in. So now they start with a backpack, at least 2,000 of them every year. So I said, that's what we do, Dell. We do backpacks. And he said, great. He says, how much for a backpack? And I said, well, if you make a $10 donation to the teacher's desk, that'll allow us to be able to cover all the cost of it and then bring some trucks in to bring some more product in to replenish our shelves. So he said, $10, that's it? I said, no, that'd be fine. Little did I know that I thought we'd get maybe $100 or $500 or maybe $1,000. That still is a lot to me in my mind. So $1,000 would be 100 backpacks. We wound up getting donations of $100,000 from these incredible Bills fans all over the country and all over the world, actually. And then not only that, but corporations that wanted to donate in Poncho's name, and the Bills supported us wonderfully, and all kinds of people. Bills players were supporting us. We actually put a stop to it at 100,000. That was 10,000 backpacks. $1.3 million in product in those backpacks, and all had to be assembled, readied, and shipped. We took 3,500 of them and shipped them down to Dallas and El Paso, where Poncho lived, and his hometown where he grew up, and they got 3,500. So it was a great, great program. We just wrapped it up at Christmas time. That was the last 1,000 that went out, and we just got a great donor for Poncho 2020, so we're going to do it again.
That's an amazing story. And what led you to say that, talk about that, is some of the things that we were looking at.
Correct.
Probably that go in the backpack.
Correct. Yep. There's one item over there that you'll see. It's a pencil pack. It's another cute story. Just a precious, precious. My parents were deaf. So for me, special needs has always been really deep in my heart. We have 100 special needs volunteers that work with us every week. Monday through Thursday, they come in and package our pencils, our markers, our all kinds of stuff, and it's a hoot because they scream and holler, and they love seeing each other weekly. And one of those pencil packs over there is an 8-pack. It has our logo on it, and they're packaged. They're actually pencils that we purchase, and those are packaged. We actually we're planning to start a business to sell them because what we do with them is a girl named Essay She's our first employee. She's from Buffalo Public School, 42, OTC 42, right at the TriMaine building. We have a partnership with them. And with them, we my dream is to start hiring special needs employees to do work and also to earn, SA earns $11.80 an hour now, minimum wage, but it's she's with us 8 hours a week. We have two other special needs employees, and we're hiring more to help us with Poncho Packs. So a good portion of what we do for Poncho Packs will be going for not a living, but for a purpose. And it gives them a reason to get up and a reason to have joy and a reason to know that they're needed, and they are.
So you're taking these individual pencils and packaging them, and that's the job that you're performing, or they're performing.
That's right.
To put them together in the
yeah,
in the
and every one of those, they get two packs of pencils in every Poncho Pack last year. So it was 20,000, 21,000 packs of pencils went in there, and SA packaged just about every one of them.
And we've got the ubiquitous water water cooler. No,
oh, the right? Water bottle.
Water bottle.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Which I'm sure is important. You know, for kids that don't have that, and during the day, especially if they're in school. You know,
One of the favorite items in aisle one in the store. That's where all our hygiene items are. Water bottles. We have toothbrushes, toothpaste, hand sanitizer, tissue. Things like that are always in aisle one in the store. The first item in the store is actually another wonderful donor, Blue Cross, donated enough for us to get 6,000 boxes of tissue. So every teacher gets a box of tissue for their desk.
They certainly need that.
Oh, when I was a sub at, it was Waterfront School, second grader, this little Hispanic boy, just the cutest little bubbly kid, just comes charging to my desk. He was desperate for a tissue. I had none. I looked left and right on that teacher's desk, and there was nothing. So he got my hanky, and I'll never forget him, and it's always the first item that we offer at the teacher's desk. Always well be, even
so,
if we buy him.
So, you know, it's so, I don't know what the word is, but it makes you feel so sad to think the most basic, what we take so for granted, like a tissues or pencils, that some children do not have that.
That's for sure.
It's just makes you realize, you know, that there's so many people in the world that need help that you're providing. You just were showing me, I love this, an invoice that this is a typical an example of one teacher that came, and this is what in one visit, I guess.
Saturday.
And this is, these are the things on Saturday that the teacher needed for the classroom.
Yeah, you want me to read about off a couple of things on here? So on aisle one, it's the tissue. That's always first. Hair accessories, toothbrush, toothpaste, kit, trapper hats. We got 10,000 of the cutest hats you ever saw. And for wintertime, they're perfect because they cover the ear, the forehead, the whole thing. They're great. Hand sanitizer, all kinds of stuff. Binder wall, three-ring binders, notebooks, pocket folders. Aisle two is writing. Like I told you, highlighters, school glue, Bic products, correction tape. On and on and on. Puppet on a pen. So it's cute items, too. It's fun. You know, there's three things that happen at the desk. One is we're passionate about helping kids in need, and that's delivering hope. That's our line. But little did I know when we started was the second thing that I had no idea was going to be so integral to what we do is we're encouraging teachers. We're letting them know on a lousy Monday, when they're having a tough, tough Monday, that there's people in the community that are killing themselves for them, because we care, because we know how difficult their job can be. We want them to have all the tools they need so the students can get all the tools they need to be able to make it. So we have teachers that I try to play Christmas music as long as I can. I'd play it all year round if my wife wasn't there on Saturdays, and if Nathan on Tuesday, Wednesday.
It's like one of our radio stations.
Oh, I would love to.
Pretty much.
Yeah, teachers always say it's like Christmas. Yeah. So they hoot and holler
feel
and
good.
Scream and cry, and we have thousands of letters that we know that we're encouraging them, and that's the second part. You keep going around, and it's pencils, markers, Sharpies. Aisle three is everything with arts and crafts, and teachers love that aisle because it's not something, even if they're spending their $700, they're not going to get this kind of stuff. They get the core items for the kids, not the fun items. So you get laces, boondoggle, craft kits, containers, gift bags, arts and crafts, paint, all kinds of stuff in three. And then they got the paper wall, which reams of copy paper, 8.5 by 11, all new construction paper, writing pads. And then you head over to the fun aisle, which has puppet on a stick, and you got fluffy gloves, bungee bracelets, DVDs, Mario mustaches, a fun item for the
Hello?
Teachers. Then you have eraser necklaces, And then you have classroom party supplies, plates, and tons. We have truckloads of Disney plates from Mario, all the girls, the princess, all those kinds of things. Then you go to organization, which we collect from five Joanne stores every month. And those through the Kids in Need Foundation and all that stuff in that aisle, Betty takes care of there wonderfully for us. And she's a retired teacher volunteer. All that product over there goes to the teachers in aisle five. Then you head over to the library. And in the book section of the library, we give away 250,000 brand new books a year. It's brand new, mostly Disney. Lots of product that we get for pennies on the dollar. We purchase most of our books, but they're very, very inexpensive. And there's nothing better. Robin, who was my right hand, everything, and the volunteer who recently passed away, used to tell me all the time. She says, "John, there's nothing better than a student in need who's never had a new book to have him crack open a new book with a hardcover book, a Disney 5-minute storybook or something." So we now give away 250,000 books a year in that section. And they say if you can capture a kid's art for literacy by third grade, you'll have him for life. You know, he'll do well in education. So they scoot around there. Yep. They go to aisle seven. They wrap it up. And then our volunteers, usually retired teachers, will pack their carts. And then we have usually high school kids or us old guys packing the teachers' cars. So from start to finish, we want it to be a dream for them.
And you probably would like to take this opportunity to have anybody that's listening that would be interested in volunteering contact you, right?
Oh, for sure.
Because for all the work that it's all volunteer, and when, as you've described, you know, the store and the packing and the working and all of that, it definitely depends on people who are willing to give their time for this good cause.
There's always something to do at the desk. Yeah, if they'd like to contact us, you can go to our website, which is theteachersdesk.org. theteachersdesk.org. Go right there or volunteer at theteachersdesk.org, and that'll give you all the information you need. We'll get you in there. Christina will get you signed up. We'd love to have you.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. It's really heartwarming to know that people are you know, so concerned about each other here. And, of course, we know it's the city of good neighbors. So
it is.
Thank you so much, John. And
God
thanks
you,
for listening,
Penny.
Everybody. We hope you have a wonderful week, and we will talk to you again next week on the same time, at the same time, same station. Bye now.
You've been listening to On Target with Penny Wolfgang, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York and our community. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Penny Wolfgang at 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.